morning. Today we are going to be learning about the brachas on seeds and peels, as we've been learning all week. So the sugya that really begins on the Gemara Lamed Vav Amud Beis and Brachos, the Gemara brings a Mishnah in Arla, which says that the klipe rimon, the hanet shalo, the peels of the pomegranate, uklipe agozim vagarinim, and the shell of the nuts and the seeds of the nuts, the lach is at the chayavim ba'arla, that these things are chayav in Arla. And whenever we see something that's chayav in Arla, that indicates that there must be, it's considered a fruit. Right? Only fruit are chayav in Arla, not vegetables. The very fact that the klipos and the garinim are chayav in Arla tells us that they must be considered a fruit. Nothing about Hilchos Brachos right now, simply that they are chayav in Arla. So Rashi tells us, how do we know that they're chayav in Arla? So Rashi tells us in the Dibur Maschah, chayav in Arla, the Rachmana Ravinu, the Torah had included these items, may es piryo, hatafil piryo. The word es comes to include. It's including that which is secondary to the actual fruit, namely the klipos and the garinim. So that's the psak of the Rashi. So what does this mean for Hilchos Brachos? So the toast on the top of the page tells us, the pireninu, the very fact that the chayv and arla indicates that they must be considered fruit. And therefore, mikan sheyesh levarach al hagarinim, shel gudganios vigarini afrasakin v'shatapuchin v'chol mine garinim shaperos bari praitsi. Tosus learned from this Mishnah that it must therefore be that it's considered part of the fruit, and one is chayiv to say ha'etz on eating seeds. That's the psak of Tosus, that they are considered part of the fruit, and one has to say ha'etz. The Rajba, as we saw, argues, and he says that's not true. The garinim are not part of the fruit. And how does he know? Aren't they chayv and arla? Once it's chayv and arla, doesn't it tell us that it's part of the fruit? So he explains that no, the word es just tells us that there's a special gzeres akasuv, that they're chayv and arla, but not to tell us that seeds are part of the fruit. Again, the question is, if I, before the pasuk es, I would have thought garinim are not part of the fruit. The word es tells me that they're chayv and arla. So how far do you take that drasha of es? Does that tell me that they're chayv and arla and that it means they're part of the fruit? Is that the drasha? Or the drasha simply telling me that they're chayv and arla and nothing more than that. But still, definitionally, it's not part of the fruit. So the Rashba thinks that the word es is not including garinim as part of the fruit. It's simply a gezeres kasev, very limited to only in the world of arla, but nowhere else. And he writes further that these pits are not edible. No one eats them. They're not roi l'achila. And no one plants the fruit to eat this part of the fruit, to eat the pits. And therefore, he concludes that there's no bracha at all. They're not edible. But if a person were to cook, roast these pits and make them edible, he says one should say a shahakal. That's the position of the Rashba. So again, the very fundamental machlokas, whether pits are part of the fruit or not part of the fruit. That's machlokas, Rashba versus Tosfos. Now the Rush writes in Siman Dalet, let me turn back here for a second. He holds that the pits are inedible. So when you eat something inedible, there's no bracha. When you cook them, you say shahakol. The reason for shahakol is because since he holds them, they're not part of the fruit. They're something completely separate. So you can't say ha'etz on them. You can't even say hadama. They're not anything edible that grows from the ground. And the only reason why you would say bracha once you make them edible, because in the end of the day, if they're edible now, so I need to say some bracha, I'm getting some hana from it. I need to say some bracha, so the generic bracha is always a shahakol. So the Rush writes the same thing as Tosfos, which he many times does, but then he adds in just a few words, ubilvad shelo yehe marim sheyehe nehne mehen. He qualifies Tosfos, which seems to be the simple understanding of Tosfos, that he would seem to agree as well, that when Tosfos writes that the garinim, one says ha'etz on these seeds, it's only when they have some level of hana. But if they're so bitter where there is no hana, even the Rush would agree that there would be no bracha at all. So it sounds like from the Rashba, rather from the Rush, there seems to be two types of seeds. There's seeds that are enjoyable, and there's seeds that are not enjoyable. So that's the position of the Rush. Again, the Tosa says, sounds like all seeds are included, all pits are included in the fruit. Sounds like the Rashba that says no pits are included. It sounds like the Rush that there are two types. There may not be even a machlokas here. The Tosas is referring to seeds that are edible, and that's when you would say ha'etz. And the Rashba is referring to seeds that are inedible, and that's when you would say no bracha. That's what seems to be the understanding of the Rush. Okay, so now Madani Yamtif here asks, Madani Yamtif on Sif Katan, which is his mem, I think. That's Nun. He asks a question on the Rush, where the Rush writes in Hilchos Arla. The Rush writes in Hilchos Arla that the Garinim are chayiv in their Aser and Arla because the word S. So he points out, the Rush seems to say as follows. The Rush says, when the Rush tells us that they're chayiv in Arla, rather that you have to say ha'etz, he doesn't invoke the word S. He doesn't use the word S. He just says a simple logic. If I'm looking at a fruit, if I were to ask you, are pits part of the fruit or not part of the fruit, a person would say that they are part of the fruit. That's just the simple anatomy of the fruit, that pits and seeds are part of the fruit. He doesn't use the word that S includes it. It's just a pashut svara. As opposed to the Rush in Hilchos Arla, he invokes the pasuk S, which sounds like it's only included because of the pasuk, not because of the simple anatomy of the fruit. That's the ha'ara that the Modan Yata points out. It's not so clear from here that the Rush seems to be arguing with each other. Again, when it comes to the Rush in Brachos, he doesn't use the word S. He simply says that pits are part of the fruit. That's the anatomy. No need for the pasuk S. But the Rush in Hilchos Arla says the only reason why we know that pits are included in Arla is because of the word S. So why? Why one place does he need to use the word S? And the other place he just simply says the anatomy of the fruit is that it's part of the fruit. That's what the Ha'ara that the Madan Yantif points out. Now further, the Hagos Yavetz, Yaakov Emden, asks another question. He says, I don't understand. If you really hold, like the Rush says, that the pit is part of the fruit. That's what the answer is, right? Remember, Tosos and Rush hold, what bracha do you say on pits? You say ha'etz, because it's part of the fruit. So if I were to ask you, what's the halach when it comes to neter avai? Neter avai is the fourth year. The first 3 years of a fruit, I'm aser. It's aser to eat, aser to get hana. The fourth year, I take it to Yushalayim. What would you say the halach would be about taking the seeds to Yushalayim for neter avai? Would there be a chiv for the seeds or not? So I would think the same halach would apply. If you hold that they're part of the fruit with regards to Arla, and they're part of the fruit with regards to saying ha'etz, so they should be part of the fruit with regards to having to bring it to Yushalayim with regards to neter avai. So Yaakov Emden points out that if you look at the Mishnah in Arla, the Perek Aleph Mishnah Ches, he writes that the Garinim are actually potter from neter avai across the board. He doesn't distinguish with which types of seeds. He says across the board that these seeds and pits are potter and neter avai, which seems to be a stira. If I hold, like the Rajba, that the only reason why seeds are chayv and arla because of the special gzeres kas of S. S tells me that it's only in chayv and arla. Really, garinim are not part of the fruits at all. There's a special gzeres kas of that they're included in arla. Then I understand why they're not chayv and neter avai, because the gzeres kas of didn't tell me anything about neter avai. The word S was only in the context of arla. But if I assume, like Tosos assumes, and like the Rush assumes, that the pits and seeds are mamish, part of the fruit, so then that should be across the board. They're part of the fruit with regards to Arla, they're part of the fruit with regards to the Bracha Va'etz, and they should also be part of the fruit with regards to Neter Vayim. So how are they going to explain this Mishnah in Arla, which clearly says that the pits are not subject to the Lachas of Neter Vayim? That's the second question that Rav Yaakov Emden asks. Okay, so the Tzlach, the Tznod Vihuda, he makes the following distinction. He says, really, that there are two types, so the two dinim, the two types of pits. He says there's some type of pits, or really two parts of the pit. There's the hard part, and then there's the inside part. I'll call them the flesh, if you will, the flesh, the inside. Sometimes inside the pits, there's some flesh that's edible. There's the kasha part, the hard part, which is inedible, and then the inside part, which is considered edible. So he says as follows, that's the distinction. There are two types. When the Mishnah in Arla says that they're not roi l'achila, they're not really roi l'achila. So that's when the Mishnah is referring to that there's neter avai, there's no chiv neter avai. It's the hard part, the shell of the pit, is not roi l'achila, therefore it's not chayv neter avai. And that's when you need the pasuk of S to include it in the world of Arla. That even though the hard part of the pits are not part of the fruit, you need a special gzeres kas of S to include it as part of the fruit. But there's the other element of the seed, which is the inside, which is the flesh of the seed, which is edible, which is considered part of the fruit. That's the other halacha. That's what Tosos is referring to. When Tosos says to say ha'etz on the seeds, he's not referring to the hard part, because that part's inedible. He's referring to the inner flesh, which is edible, and that's the part that you would say ha'etz on. That's the part that would l'chora be chayv in neter vay, and also be chayv in arlo. So that's how the Noda B'Yehuda gets out of this. Again, very, very important. That there are two parts of the seeds. There's the hard part, which is inedible, and that's where we say it's not fruit, it's not chayv in neter vay, it wouldn't be ha'etz, and it's only chayv in arlo because a special gzeres because of S includes it.
Two parts of the seeds or two different seeds?
Two parts of the seeds, he says. Two parts. You could also say two types of seeds. He's saying two parts of every seed. The two parts of every seed. So the hard part is not fruit down the line. Again, it's not part of the fruit. It's not part of the anatomy of the fruit. It's not edible. You wouldn't say ha'etz. It's not chayv neter vay. And it's only chayv arlo because of special gzeres because of S. Had it not been for S, it wouldn't be arlo either. But the other part of the pit, which is the flesh, which is edible, it's part of the fruit. It would be ha'etz. It would be chayv in arlo without the word S, and it would be chayv in neter vay. And that's how he brings down everything. Two parts of every single pit. That's the chiddush of the Noda B'Yehuda. And that, everything works out very,
but
very
not
nicely.
Not every seed has two types?
I don't know. He doesn't get into the details and examples. I don't know the metzias of each pit. I imagine within every pit there must be something, but I could be wrong.
Well, there's a big difference between a sunflower seed and an apple seed.
Could be, I never ate an apple seed, so I don't know.
No, but seen an apple seed. There's not, you don't open it.
I don't know. Can you? Is it openable, if you will? Can you open it and get something out? I don't know. But let's assume, let's say there's a case where there is no flesh, then l'chori he would say, if there's something that's completely inedible, then he would say, then it doesn't fall into this category. Let's talk about seeds that have two elements. I don't know if that, what exists. But that's the Noda B'Yehuda's distinction. The inedible part of the seed, and then the edible part of the seed. So now, the Tzlach is making a big chiddush, though. It's a big chiddush in taking a pit and splitting it up in two. But what's also what he's saying is, which seems to indicate, if he really holds that the flesh, the inside of the seed, is really edible, so as we just said, logic would say, it would be chayv in neter vay. Now the Mishnah says, across the board, that the flesh is actually, that seeds are pater neter vay in the fourth year. So that would be a big chiddush. So I found that the Chiddushei Anshei Shem, one of the Mefarshim on the Mishnah Arla, actually says this. He says that the inside, when the Mishnah says that seeds are pater from neter vay, he only refers to the hard part of the seeds. But when it comes to the flesh, the inside of the seeds, he says that it would be chayv in neter vay. That's the chiddush of the Chiddushei Anshei Shem, and this would be a support for the Rush. Okay. Because that's the Tzlach. What else do we have to do now after the Tzlach? Let's see. So I think we went through the whole first section now. Now, there would be another nafkamina, by the way, between what would the halacha be with regards to Arlas Chutzlarts? The halacha of Arlas Chutzlarts. Arla applies even in the Chutzlarts. Okay, so this is interesting. So the halacha is that the word S, when S includes the seeds as part of Arla, now the halacha is apparently that only includes Arla in Eretz Yisrael. This does not tell us that the seeds are included in Chutzlarts. So these seeds that are being included through the word S would not be subject to Arla in Chutzlarts. But that's only if you're using the word S to include it in the world of Arla. But remember, the Noda B'Yehuda says that there are two elements of each seed. That word S only comes to include the hard part. So that hard part wouldn't be chayv in Arla in Chutzlarts. But the inside part of the seeds, the part that's edible, the flesh of the seeds, is not included through the word S, says the Noda B'Yehuda. It's simply that it's edible as part of the fruit. So according to that, the inside part of the seeds would be chayv in Arla even in Chutzlarts. That would be another nafkamina between these two parts of the seed. The hard part would not be chayv in Arla Chutzlarts, but the inside part would. Okay, so that's the basic sugya, the basic Rishonim and Achronim within the background. But what's the halacha l'maaseh? How do we paskin? So we saw in the Shulchan Aruch write something very interesting. The Shulchan Aruch seems to fuse together two positions. He writes, number one, that when it comes to any seeds, any pits across the board, garine haperos, he writes, if they're sweet, one should say borei priyaitz. That's like Tosos and the Rush. Those in Rush hold that the seeds are part of the fruit, and therefore one would say ha'etz, as long as they are sweet. But then he says if they're very, very bitter, so you don't say bracha on them at all. Like the Rajba, that there is no bracha if they're inedible, but if you were to cook them, you should say a shahakol. So it doesn't make any sense. If the Tosos is learning like the, rather if Shulchan Aruch is learning like Tosos, that the seeds are part of the fruit, so it says ha'etz. So if they're inedible, and then I cook them and make them edible, they should really become ha'etz again, because the anatomy tells us that it is part of the fruit. Happens to be inedible. So if I overcome the fact that it's inedible, I cook them, now make them edible, it should be part of the fruit and become ha'etz. So the Shulchan Aruch seems to be contradict himself. Again, he starts off saying that all fruits, all seeds, are considered ha'etz because it's part of the fruit. If it's inedible, so I'll just cook it. But you say shahakol then. So the Gra points out that he seems to fuse together the position of Tosos with the position of the Rajba. It should really again be, after you've cooked it, it should go back to becoming an eitz, because the seeds are part of the fruit, like Shulchan Aruch and Tosos Paskin. That's the question of the Rajba, rather of the Gra. And the Gra ends up concluding himself, he thinks against Shulchan Aruch. He thinks that the halacha should really be like the Rajba, that the seeds are not part of the fruit. And he brings a raya from the mission Arla, which tells us that the seeds are not chayv in Arla, rather than not chayv in Neter Avai. If something's not chayv in Neter Avai, that tells us it must not be part of the fruit. There's a special Kedesh HaKasuv that's chayv in Arla, from the word S. But from the fact that it's not chayv in Neter Avai, that tells us it's not fruit, it's not part of the fruit, and there's only a special Kedesh HaKasuv by Arla.
How is Neter Avai and Arla related or not related?
Arla is the first 3 years. The next year is called Neter Avai. The first 3 years is Asur to eat. The fourth year, Neter Avai, you have to take to Yushalayim to eat.
And how are they related or not related as far as the denim that apply to one and done?
Very, very good question. Very good question. Normally we assume they are very much connected and there are links to each other. So that's why you would think these halachas should carry through as well. But sometimes you find distinctions that the word S might show that Arla just has a different halacha with regards to seeds. But without the word S, everything else might be equal. It's a very good question. They talk about this. For example, in Chutzlarts, there is Arla's Chutzlarts, but there is no Neter Avai in Chutzlarts.
Right.
So we find distinctions. And you have to figure out, are those distinctions fundamental distinctions? And they're really two separate. Exactly. So it's a very, very good point. So now, at the end of the day, the Gra argues on Shulchan Aruch. The Gra, as I pointed out when we were learning with Chaburim, the Gra, although normally later Achronim can't really argue with the Shulchan Aruch, sometimes they do though, the Gra had a certain koach that he was able to and oftentimes did. So this is one of the many examples where he decided to take the position against the Shulchan Aruch. Although the Shulchan Aruch says to say ha'et on all seeds, he thinks that the Rajba in fact is correct, and if they're edible, a person should really say a shahakol and nothing more than that.
Shulchan Aruch Ginsburg? Or am I getting mixed up? Who's that rabbi?
Rav Yosef Karo. He wrote the Shulchan Aruch.
So when you say it's not a seed, you make hadama.
So no, it sounds like from the Gra, it should be a shahakol. Right. So the Rashba actually never says what to say.
He never says what to say.
He says they're inedible, right. And you cook it. So then now you make them edible. He doesn't say what to say. So it ends up actually being a discussion in the Achron and what the Rajba means. Does he mean a shakal or does he mean a dumb like what you said? So it's true. To be fair, it doesn't. He doesn't tell us really, and even the Gra doesn't tell us what bracha to say. So it's a fair point. But we do find in the Achronim the Shari Tshuva does bring other opinions that say one should say an adama, others say to say a shahakal. So there is some debate what the Rajba meant when he said that they are inedible and they're not part of the fruit.
That's the category we were talking about. We're not talking about ones that are edible. This is the category that are edible, that are not, until you cook them.
Exactly. Exactly. So
the Gra says...
The Gra thinks against the Shulchan Aruch that it should not be ha'etz. Now, what should it be? He's pointing out, we didn't say if it should be hadam or shakal. He just leaves it open. And that you find in the Be'er Heitev, the Shari Tshuva, and others, Rabbi Kivi Eger, they all debate whether, according to the Rajba, it should be hadamah or it should be a shakal. And that's a debate. They don't get so involved in explaining why either way. But it should definitely not be ha'etz. So
it sounds like the Hearts of Palm question.
Exactly. Exactly. Very similar to the Hearts of Palm question. Should it be a shakal or should it be hadamah? Okay, so now the Mishnah Berurah is very, very important here. The tzlach does. Like all the other Achorim do, but the Rashi himself, as you said, doesn't. The Gra doesn't either tell us which bracha to say. But they do both agree it's not Ha'etz against Tosfos. So, yeah.
The Sfasik was giving his opinion on the Rash, on what the Rashba was saying.
Who was again that the? Sfasik, right? Yeah, no, he's explaining. I think Shitas Tosfos. He was bothered by Shitas Tosfos, who paskin to say that he paskin that seeds were part of the fruit, yet in the Mishnah Neter Vai we say it's not part of the fruit. That was the question he was addressing. So now, in the end of the day, how do we reconcile Shitas Tosfos? Though again, the Mishnah Berurah wants to deal with this question. Tosfos says that one says ha'etz on seeds, which tells us that seeds are part of the fruit. So if the seeds are inedible, and then you make them edible, it should go back to being ha'etz. But the Shulchan Aruch says no. If they're inedible and you make them edible, they're only a shakal, which seems inconsistent. So this is the question the Mishnah Berurah and other Achronim were bothered by. And he says, and I have a further question, because when it comes to shkedim, when it comes to almonds, so almonds, if they're inedible, there's no bracha, but if you roast them and make them edible, you would say ha'etz. So we see that roasting something, making something edible, it goes to the original bracha. So how come when it comes to the seed, it doesn't go to the original bracha of ha'etz, like the Shulchan, against the Shulchan Aruch? So he answers as follows, that shkedim are better than the seeds, because shkedim are the actual fruit. That's the fruit. It's like if I were to take, are there any fruit that are, I think the quince, right? I think they say the quince is inedible. I think that's what Fryam Nudman from Chile, they have this, they had one. I think I've seen them before. They're inedible. If I were to cook them, I'd say ha'et on them, because now they are edible. Is there fruit? Shkedim are fruit. They're inedible when they're very bitter, when they're not fully developed. They're bitter, inedible. And when you cook it, you say ha'et. But when it comes to the pits are not the actual fruit. They're not the quince. They're not the almonds. They're the inside of a fruit. They're part of a fruit. And therefore, it's very different. So he ends up saying as follows. He makes the following chilek. Different, this is what you were saying before, different than the tzlach. The tzlach was machalik. He said that there are two dinim. When it comes to every pit, there's the hard part and then there's a soft part. There's the edible part and there's the inedible part. Two parts of every pit. The Mishnah Berurah says, no, there are two types of pits.
Is there a difference between pits and seeds?
I'm putting them together.
Okay.
I imagine there is a difference. But the Mishnah Berurah says there are two types of pits, two types of seeds. There are those that are edible, and there are those that are inedible. If they are edible, then it's part of the fruit, and that's when you would say ha'etz. When they are grown together as part of the anatomy of the fruit as being edible, that's when you would say ha'etz. But there's another type of pit and seed, which is not edible as it grows naturally. And that does not become part of the fruit. That becomes something inedible and not part of the fruit at all. It's not considered, and therefore, if you were to cook it, it would never become part of the fruit. It grew inside the fruit, but it didn't grow as part of the fruit, halachically, because it's not edible. And therefore, if I were to cook it, it would only be a shahakol. And that's the chilek the Mishnah Berurah says.
But on a regular fruit, that you don't eat fruit, regular fruit that is inedible when it's raw, but you have to do something to cook it, keeps the bracha that it was supposed to, that originally was.
No, exactly. That's what I said. So like,
right, right?
Yeah, so let's say...
It doesn't change for the fruit itself. Like corn, you don't eat corn raw.
Right, so that's a...
Right. Most people do.
Eat
like
it raw?
Get it 2 weeks, yes. When you get it so late, we get it months after it was picked, you need to cook it. But if you pick it fresh, you could eat it right off the vine. It's delicious.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah, it's odd that we don't realize that because we're not in an agricultural society.
But the point is...
But there are other vegetables.
Right. The Gemara, this is actually, we're going to get to later on. Cook. On Daf Lam and Zayin, I think it is. Here, listen. The Gemara says as follows. If there's something that is inedible when it's in the raw state, like a potato, or an onion is a great example the Gemara uses. It's inedible in the raw state. Let's assume most onions are inedible. So you'd say shahakal if you eat it at the inedible state because you could still get some level of hana. But once you cook it to its proper use, then it would be an adama for potato or an adama for onion. Same thing with fruit. Well, it's shahakal because you're not eating it and it's the initial intention of why you're eating it. But the same thing, fruit. I think quince might be the only fruit that I'm familiar with, at least, that it's inedible raw. Most fruit are very edible raw. It's inedible raw, so I'm not sure if it would be shahakal. I don't know how bitter it is, how sour it is. And you cook it, so it would be ha'etz. So... But you have the opposite. Sometimes you have something that's edible when it's raw, and you cooking it ruins it, so then it goes down to a shahakal. So let's say, I know we discussed last week cabbage, but let's say lettuce. No one eats lettuce cooked. So lettuce is an adama. If I were to cook lettuce and grill lettuce and eat it, that wouldn't be the right way to eat it, and that would be a shahakal. It downgrades it. So the example here that we're saying, when it comes to the pits, the seeds, which are inedible, if I cook it,
You can't keep exchanging pits and seeds, because a peach has a pit and a seed. You, I'm pretty sure you break open the pit, there's a seed in there. No?
I have no idea.
I've never done that.
I don't know.
Yeah, the outside that's hard is called, that's a pit.
Uh-huh.
And when it goes in the ground, there's an enzyme that's special that opens up the pit that the seed is able to grow.
Uh-huh.
You don't plant the tree from a pit.
But I think either way...
Until the pit rots, and then the seed's inside.
Okay, but I think regarding the halacha brachos, I think they are including pits and seeds together, though. I believe so.
You can't even eat a pit.
So maybe it's the seeds. Okay, so maybe it's
not edible.
So it must be the seeds, then. Okay. Fine. So this is, again, this is the distinction that the Mishnah Berurah draws, again. There are two types of seeds. There's the edible seed, which is part of the fruit. It grows part of the fruit. It's ha'etz. But then there's the other category of the seeds that are inedible, and therefore they're not part of the fruit. And if you were to cook them and make them edible, it would at best be a shehakol. Because it's not part of the fruit. You can't bring it up to be ha'etz. Because since it grew as an inedible state, it's not part of the fruit, and it can never become part of the fruit.
So we can't compare almonds.
Exactly, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. So, very interesting discussion how to categorize seeds. Now, some halacha l'maisa here. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach said some applications here. He says a person should say a shahakol. He paskins a person should say shahakol on vegetable seeds, unless a person grew them or any seeds that come from vegetables. Pumpkin seeds, let's say, for example, or I don't know.
Pumpkin is a vegetable.
Vegetables don't have seeds. Fruits have seeds.
Well, what do you call?
What's pumpkin?
So what's pumpkin seed? Are they called pumpkin
fruit
seeds?
Officially, anything that has a seed is really a fruit.
Okay, so what's a pumpkin seed then?
Pumpkin seed is a seed.
It's a seed. But pumpkins aren't fruit, though. Are they?
Officially.
It's a fruit, but they're still a deadline,
no? Yeah.
Right, so for our purposes, for our definition, let's say, for what we call vegetables, let's say, not what biologically
so,
vegetables.
So a
right, I guess you're right, tomatoes are fruit. Yeah. But we for us, they're a dumbo.
Officially a fruit.
Uh-huh,
what about
okay.
Peppers?
Interesting.
Anything with a seed is officially a fruit.
Interesting, okay.
As opposed to?
In biology. Okay.
Lettuce
or a potato.
Yeah.
Okay, that's an interesting distinction. For us, that doesn't make a difference, but for biology and science, it makes a lot of sense. Anything with seeds is a fruit. Anything without is not. But
and how does Yiddishkeit define a fruit compared to
grows on trees. We'll get to later on, but trees.
Oh.
So, okay. So let's see. So he says, whenever a person eats a seed, it should be a shehakol, unless... person or the farmers in general grow seeds. All seeds are shehakol.
Okay.
Unless a person grows these vegetables or fruits for the purpose of the seeds. So if you have these farmers are growing pumpkins simply for the pumpkin seeds, not to eat the pumpkins, but for pumpkin seeds, and people do grow it that way, then you would say adamo, because that was the intention for growing these seeds, these pumpkins, then you would say, so you have to figure out.
Sunflower seeds also.
Sunflower seeds, exactly, that as well. They raise them, certainly, they grow them for the purpose of eating sunflower seeds, so therefore one would say adamo. But if it happens the person's eating pepper seeds, I guess, which would also be a fruit according to your definition, person were to eat the seeds that are inside the pepper, no one, to my understanding, grows peppers for the seeds. So that would be a shahako.
Don't they, when you yada yada pepper, not the black pepper, the seeds, the hot peppers, aren't those the seeds or no?
But let's say regular, like a green pepper, like a bigger, but not the hot peppers.
Yeah.
You like clean them out first, you cut the seed, you cut the inside white, you remove, you clean water, I've done it, I wash out the seeds, then you slice it. So no one really eats those seeds.
No, I'm just wondering if anybody grows them for the seeds.
I've never seen anyone sell pepper seeds.
Shlomo was talking about seeds of things that are adamo.
Yeah. Even,
that's
well, apparently, right, that's a good question. So he must be referring to pits also. I guess pits also are fruits. Pits, now we know fruits don't have pits. No, fruits do.
Fruits
have seeds.
Pits.
Fruits have pits and seeds.
Yeah.
So seeds of anything, whether it's a fruit or a vegetable, you always say a shahakol on them, unless they were particularly grown for the purposes of those seeds. If a person were to grow apples, not I mean individual, but if there were to be a whole movement of growing apple trees for the apple seeds, then you would say l'chora ha'etz on them. But I don't know of any examples of any ha'etz seeds that we have. I'm not familiar with any. But
ha'etz seeds?
Yeah.
As opposed to a pit?
Well, let's assume the seeds are the only thing that's edible. So that's you said pits are not edible. We're our discussions about seeds which are edible. So if you have a seed of a fruit that's edible, you would say ha'etz only if...
It's an almond.
No, the almond is a fruit itself. It's not a seed. It's a fruit. Not a fruit. It's a food. It's not the seeds are the part that's inside. So do we have ever an example? If this Rosh Hashanah Zalman seems to say, if you have a category of fruit that are grown only for the purpose of eating the seeds, then you would say ha'etz on such a seed. I'm not familiar with any type of seed that we have that grow from fruits that we eat that's normally sold and grown for that purpose. The examples are usually pumpkin seeds and sesame seeds and sunflower seeds. All those things are grown from vegetables, from the ground. So at best, you'd only say adama. So sunflower seeds, sesame seeds, these would all be examples of adama if you were to eat them plain, sesame seeds. Normally, sesame seeds are going to be part of a bagel or in a salad or or sesame salad of some sort, sesame noodles, in which case it would become a tafel. But if you were to eat the sesame seeds plain, you would say adama on that as well, because they definitely are grown for the purpose of eating the seeds. So that's how they pass. Now, one other point of halacha l'maisa is that the Mishnah Berurah says, let's say a person's eating a fruit, and then afterwards he eats the seed, so that's part of the same bracha, the same maisa achila. So if I'm eating the apple, and after the apple, I eat the seed, that's all included as part of it. But let's say for some strange reason I wanted to eat apple seeds separate. I take out the apple seeds and eat them separate, then you would say a shahakal on them. But if it's, again, if you eat the seeds after you've eaten the fruit already, that would be considered the same continuous bracha, the same continuous maisa chila, and no need for a separate bracha on the seeds after you've eaten it.
What about the outside of a pumpkin seed compared to the inside of a pumpkin seed?
I think that both parts are edible. I think pumpkin seeds, you eat the entire thing. I've never had one.
Just because that's what
we enjoy. They have to treat it. They have to treat it. When they salt them, then the outside becomes edible. But I'm just saying, it's the same bracha?
It's not edible.
I think it would be the same bracha, yeah.
What if you can't eat it until you cook it, you know?
Good question.
I don't know. Normally you would not eat the seed of the pumpkin seed. They're dried out. They're terrible.
Uh-huh.
But when they roast them and they treat them, then you enjoy both.
So it would sound like, I don't know the metzias of these pumpkin seeds, it would sound like the way the Shulchan Aruch Paskins and the Mishnah Berurah Paskins, if they are inedible in the raw state, and then you cook it, it should at best be a shahakol. That's what it sounds like from the Mishnah Berurah. I didn't see this discussed anywhere, but I don't know how pumpkin seeds work. I have to look into it, I guess. You're saying...
You know what I'm talking about, though, right?
I've seen them. I've never tasted one.
No, you see those beautiful cooked ones, the white, with salt.
I didn't pay attention so much. But you're saying naturally they're inedible. I don't know.
Yeah, nobody eats the outside when they're not cooked.
Doesn't mean they're not edible. Just because we don't eat them here, doesn't mean they're not edible.
No, I'm saying if you had, what am I saying?
Pumpkin seeds?
If you had pumpkin seeds, normally you break them open like a sunflower seed and eat the inside. But then when they cook them, you end up sometimes eating the whole thing.
No, but I saw someone there taking them by the thing and just
When they were not cooked.
Uh-huh. You can eat them raw.
Okay. Fine, let's move on now to the peels. Orange peels and the like. What bracha do you say on that? So our whole first discussion was about seeds, different types of seeds, different parts of seeds. So what's halacha when it comes to the peels? So the Taz and the Magen Avraham have a discussion of machlokas here. What bracha you say? So the Taz paskins, one should say a hadama on peels of fruits. And he brings a raya from the halachas of kafrisim. That the kafrisim, we said, it's not part of the fruit. The kafrisim, remember, the husk, the shell, the peel of the capers. So the halacha was that you do not say, you only say hadama on them, because they're not chayv and arla, and they're not part of the fruit. And that's what he concludes. So again, since the kafrisin are not part of the fruit, kafrisin is a peel, so too all other peels are going to be the same halacha, that's not part of the fruit, it's not chayv and arla, and it's also going to be only hadama.
Then we said you can't compare that to like an orange, which is attached. Exactly. This is not attached.
Not only attached. The Magen Avraham says not only attached, the fact is that it's necessary. Meaning, he says the Gemara throws out the Svara that when you remove the kafrisin, the fruit still lives on. It doesn't die. So they're not necessary for the life of the fruit inside. But when it comes to all other peels, if you peel the orange, you peel the apple, the fruit will quickly die. So that's very, very much essential to the life of the fruit. And therefore, they view it as part of the fruit.
Is it fair to use the word the Gemara used as shomer?
Yeah, very. That's very fair to use. It's a shomer, exactly.
That's what they're talking about.
Exactly. Talking about what type of shomer? Different types of shomer. So he says a shomer, when it becomes a shomer, that it's protecting it, it becomes part of the fruit itself. Now, how do you define what's considered a shomer? The definition is, if you remove the shomer, will it die or will it not die? If you remove the kafrisin, it will not die. So that's not a shomer. So therefore, kafrisin is an adama. But when it comes to the shomer of an orange or the shomer of any other fruit, when you remove the shomer, when you remove the defense, remove the peel, it will die, then it's protective and becomes part of the fruit, and one would say ha'etz. That's the distinction that the Magen Avraham draws. The Gemara itself makes such a distinction. Unclear whether that should be lamaskana. The Taz rejects the distinction. He says, no, all peels should be the same. Just like Kafrisin as the model is Adama, all other peels should be an Adama as well. And the Magen Avraham seems to embrace this Svara and say, no, it's a very good distinction between different types of Shomrim. And therefore, when it comes to Shomrim that are essential to the life of the fruit, one should, in fact, say Hayitz.
What about the variable of edible and inedible? Like an orange peel is generally inedible once you do something. An apple peel is generally edible.
Right, so I think that's a very, very important distinction. And Maisa, the Achorim end up pointing out that distinction is also very relevant. It's interesting that the Taz, the Magen Avraham, didn't make such a distinction.
They didn't.
They did not. We did not. I don't think we saw them make a distinction. They were discussing more the anatomy. But it might have been pashut for them that if it's inedible, there's nothing to talk about.
But it's like seeds, because you have a whole discussion about when you treat it.
Exactly, 100%.
To be able to eat the peels.
100%. So when it comes down to Lamaisa, what the difference from say is that they say the Chazon Ish writes, he writes that since nowadays no one eats the klipa, very little people, miut anashim, he writes, eat the fruits, peels, therefore he considers it not part of the fruit anymore. It's important to what people, what's edible to people and what they actually eat. And therefore a person would only say shahakal on peels. Now the Sefer is saying bracha, which I just read, someone told me this last night, you know, last week where the person in France was stabbed and he was saved by a Sefer? You saw that? He was holding the same bracha, the Sefer of the same bracha that he was holding. He blocked himself with that Sefer. Anyways, it's a very, very wonderful Sefer in Hilchos Brachos. So he writes that when it comes to different types of peels, whether it's edible or not, what you said, when it comes to orange peel, I never ate orange peel, but naturally orange peels are not edible. So since they're not edible, if a person were to eat them, even if they were to be cooked, it would only be a shahakal. As opposed to, let's say a person ate a apple peel alone. I don't know if it's possible to, I guess you could get the apple peel without any of the apple. If you peel it, and there's some apple still attached to the apple peel, you'd say I ate on the apple itself. But even if you can't peel it in such a way, where there's no apple connected, you have just the peel, then he says it would certainly be ha'etz, because that is very edible. It's part of the fruit itself. He distinguishes what you said depends on whether it's edible or not. So it's a very different distinction that we've been seeing up until now. Up until now, we were talking about peels, whether they protect the fruit or not protect the fruit. He says it's more than that. Not only does it have to protect the fruit, it has to actually be edible. So therefore, he poskens, again, I don't know anyone who does this, eats just apple peels. Are there any good examples of any fruit peels other than orange peels?
Potato peels. My wife does it.
No, eat him, yeah?
She cooks them.
That's really part of the potato.
That would probably be probably the same example as an apple peel. It's part of it. If a person were to eat a baked potato, you can eat it separately, but I think people eat the... I don't eat baked potatoes. I don't like them, but I think people eat
some people eat
it depends. But they're edible. Certainly are edible.
Only when they're cooked.
But the whole potato is raw.
It's not edible.
Exactly.
Edible.
So that's a different category. It's only edible when it's raw, when it's cooked anyways.
Right.
So the peel would be in that same category as the actual potato. Fruit, if you will, the flesh of it.
Which is Adama.
Exactly. Potato. Right. So
it's just to reiterate.
The right, it's not edible to eat cooked. It should be downgraded.
Or not.
Back upgraded.
To make the bracha dependent on
that.
Correct.
Eat it raw?
The Taz would not.
Yes.
Correct.
And the Taz would make, you would make the four.
What is the bracha raw?
You would make an adama on a fruit peel, he says. And the Magen Avraham says to say ha'etz on a fruit peel. With the exception of the kafrisin. There the Magen Avraham says, like the Gemara says, kafrisin are certainly not part of the fruit, that would be at best an adama. But he thinks the kafrisin are very, very different fundamentally than the way other peels function. So then we bring in the other factors. It's not only about how it serves as a shomer. The other very important factor is whether it's edible or not.
Yeah, like corn, the husk is not edible. It's probably more like the kafrisin, right?
More like the kafrisin, right. Exactly. Now, the Mishnah Berurah points out, he thinks, in the end
on
of the day...
On the other hand, yeah, it is a shomer, because the corn ain't grown without that.
Will it die if you remove it?
I don't think the corn will ever grow.
Right, I don't know. But either way, if it's not edible, it's not going to talk, you need both.
I wonder if the kafrisin is the same. I wonder if only after time, like the corn.
I think it is that way.
Right?
I think you need it to grow, but after it becomes edible fruit, if you take it out, the corn probably will be okay. It's not going to die. So at the end of the day, when it comes to peels...
It's a shomer to get the thing to grow.
Right. Otherwise, but I think kafrisin is the same way. I think
right?
so. Now, okay, in the end of the day, the two necessary requirements in order to say a bracha of ha'etz on a fruit peel would be that, number one, it's a shomer, it has to protect the fruit, and number two, it has to be something edible.
But if it's not
neither one,
in the early stages,
exactly.
In the later
but
stage,
if it doesn't protect it,
exactly.
If it doesn't protect it in the later stage, and it's also or it's inedible, then one would not say ha'etz on these shells. Okay, we'll stop here. Next week, I think we should not have shir. A lot of people are going away. Let's take a break. It's good for us to get a little fresh break. We'll start up the following week.